ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाया चक्षुर अनुमिलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतलं स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदं। वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीतापदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदानु सहगना श्री ललिता श्री विशाखातंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुते देवी प्रणामामि। वंचकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10-10। Chapter 84 and text 18. अथापि काले स्वजनाभि गुप्तये बिभ्रर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च स्वलीलया वेद पठम सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मा पुरुष परो भवान्। अथापि काले स्वजनाभि गुप्तये बिभर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च स्वलीलया वेद पठम सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मा पुरुष परो भवान्। अथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये विवर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च स्वलीलया वेद पठम सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मा पुरुष परो भवान्। विवर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च Salilaya Veda Patham Sanatanam Varnashamatma Purusa Paro Bhavan. Vaishnavis, Atikale Svajana Vibhuttaye Vibharsi Sattvam Kalani Grahaya Cha Salilaya Veda Patham Sanatanam Varnashamatma Purusa Paro Bhavan Atikale Svajana Vibhuttaye Vibharsi Sattvam Kalani Grahaya Cha Naya Veda Patham Sanatanam Athapi, none place. Kale, at the correct time. Svajan, of your devotees, Adiguptaye, for the protection, Vibharshi, you assume, Sattvam, the mode of goodness, Kala, of the wicked, Nigrahaya, for the punishment, Cha, and Sva, your Lilya, by the pastimes, Veda Patham, the path of the Vedas, Sanatanam, eternal, Varna Ashram, of the divine system of occupational and spiritual divisions of society. Atma, the soul, Purusaha, the personality of Godhead. Para, supreme. Bhavan, your good self. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. None place at suitable times, you assume the pure mode of goodness to protect your devotees and punish the wicked. What is the shloka from Bhagavad Gita? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya taduskritam dharma sansthapanathayam sambhavami yugyage. This shloka has a few repetition of Bhagavad Gita shlokas. Thus you, the soul of the Varnashram social order. Again, this is another shloka. Chaturvarnam mayashrishtam guna karma charidhavasa. The Supreme Personality of Godhead maintained the eternal path of the Vedas by enjoying your pleasure pastimes. Purport. This verse describes the Lord enlightening people in general, Janasangraha, and his imitation of worldly behavior. Because the personality of God remains always perfect, the body he manifests when he comes to this world is not touched by material goodness. Rather, it is the manifestation of the pure goodness known as Vishuddha Sattva, the same spiritual substance that constitutes his original form. So, sages are in Kurukshetra. All the great personality sages have come. Also, all the Brajvasis is there, all the Antaraj of his, from Dwarka is there, Mathura Vasi is there, everyone is there here in the Kurukshetra. And why they have come there, assembled there? External reason is because there is a sun eclipse and they're going to take a bath after the sun eclipse. But what is the other main reason? Internal reason is because they're going to have a darshan of Krishna and Balaram. That is the purpose. Sages are taking bath everywhere anyhow. For them to, the main purpose for them to come to Kurukshetra is because it is difficult to have a darshan of the Krishna and Balaram. So now they're going to have a darshan of Krishna Balaram. So sages are here, great personalities. And we heard that as soon as Krishna saw sages, he gets up from his seat and he welcomes them. And of course he's happy to see them, and he glorifies sages. What we learned in the previous verses, 4 or 5 verses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is glorifying the sages. So sages are, by hearing the Lord, they are a little bit bewildered. That sages knows the Veda. Veda is chit sarva, aham Veda Veda. Sages knows the Veda, sages knows that the sages are the learned Veda, of learned of these Vedas, and they know what is the Vedas is for, to know Krishna. Sages also knows that Krishna is giving the intelligence, he is giving forgetfulness, he is everything. And here he is acting like he is ordinary and there are supreme controller above him. Sages are saying this. But the reason is that because he is acting on the varnashram level. He is a kshatriya. Remember, he has come as a king. He is as a king from Dwarka, Krishna and Balaram. There was nice picture there, right? Pushkars. Krishna and Balaram sitting there as a kings. So he has come here and is acting on the varnashram level with the sages. Now he also knows the sages, where the sages are on what platform. That's why when he mentioned, when the sages are mentioned in previous verse as a Yogeshwara. So different devotees are seeing on different level to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For Brajvasis, they are in Kurukshetra, they are not seeing Krishna as the king. They are seeing him as boy, his cowherd boys, I think he is a king there, so, but he's our friend. And same as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are seeing him as my little son, child, Krishna. Vasudeva is seeing different way. Dwarkavasi is seeing different way. Yathama prapadyante tamsadeva bhajadhyam. Everybody sees Krishna in different ways, and Krishna reciprocates. So here we are seeing the reciprocation between the sages and the Krishna, because Krishna says, who is in the Krishna's heart? Devotees. And who is in the heart of Krishna? I mean, who is in the heart of devotees? Krishna. So devotees know. And Krishna knows. So there is a reciprocation here going on. So in this, in next three verses from today, he is talking about the varnashram anai for the paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya chatuskrita. We will have this repetition in next 2 days for the verses. Now, so when the sages are saying, sages knows that Krishna is Krishna is unlimited. Krishna's position is unlimited. So whatever Krishna is saying is so depth in it. In last 4 verses, Krishna spoke in depth about it. So one word has so many meanings, Krishna, when he speaks. Just like we say, when with one action, Krishna, by his one action, he can fulfill so many goals he wants to achieve. That's Krishna. So let's put it this way. How can I put it? Okay. Krishna, sages knows the Krishna's position. Now Varnashram's point is made here about Varnashram system. And the Krishna comes to establish Varnashram system, also part of it, and Krishna came as Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj exemplified the Varnashram system, and he established the, in his kingdom, the Varnashram, the people in his kingdom were following Varnashram system. And this Varnashram system's purpose is the, from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, text 13, Atta Pumbir Tujasreshtha Varnashram Vibhagasa Svanasitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. All the divisions, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and 4 ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. But here we are talking about Daivi Varnashram. And what is the purpose of this Varnashram is to all divisions life, the aim is, aim must be to please the supreme authority of the personality of Godhead. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. So, sages were bewildered because sages are wondering why is he talking like this to us. But what Krishna is saying is truth, because the Krishna as a Kshatriya follows the head, Brahmanas. That's what in the next verses sages will say that you are glorifying us because the Kshatriyas are following the Brahmins. Brahmins are the head of the society. And that's why you are glorifying us. Um, that there is another point is mentioned here in this purport about the Krishna, the body, the personal remains always perfect. The body he manifests when he comes to in this world is not touched by material goodness, rather it is manifestations of pure goodness known as Visuddha Sattva. Okay, so in the nectar of the ocean, one of the quality of the Krishna is mentioned. Qualities of Krishna further explained. It is quality number 51, which is called changeless. And I will read this quality which exemplify what is written here in the purport. Says Krishna does not change his constitutional position, not even when he appears in this material world. Ordinary living entities have their constitutional spiritual positions covered. They appear in different bodies. And under the different bodily concepts of his life, they act. But Krishna does not change his body. And we know that even though when Krishna was in battle of Kurukshetra, he was, material calculation, he was 125, whatever age, but still he was young. Right? He was still 16 or 18, whatever age. He was still the same Krishna. He appears in his own body and is therefore not affected by the modes of material nature. In the first canto, 11th chapter, text 38 of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the special prerogative of the supreme controller is that he is not at all affected by the modes of nature. The practical example of this is that devotees who are under the protection of the Lord are also not affected by material nature. And we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, right? Srila Prabhupada traveled from India to Los Angeles, and if I travel, I am affected by the jet lag for a week or 10 days. Right? But Srila Prabhupada was the same. His schedule was the same. Am I right? Am I saying right? He kept the same schedule wherever he went. Doesn't matter whether it was Los Angeles or Japan or Russia or China, wherever, India, wherever. His schedule was the same. So this is proof, because not affected by the external situation, modes of material nature. And here it says, to overcome the influence of material nature is very difficult, but the devotees or the saintly persons who are under the protection of the Lord are not affected. So what need is there to speak of the Lord Himself? To be more clear, although the Lord sometimes appears in this material world, He has nothing to do with the modes of material nature, and He acts with full independence in His transcendental position. This is the special quality of the Lord. So, but it's difficult to understand. And unfortunately, people are misguided about the personal form of the Lord. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti Sabdateya. They think the Lord comes and He assumes a material body, He is also affected by us. Or He has no form and he has accepted material form here. When He comes here, He has no form. He is Brahman. But that is not the case. He is always Sachidananda Vigraha. Doesn't matter He is in material world or He is in spiritual world. Hmm? So we are very fortunate that we have Srila Prabhupada is, we are very fortunate what he has given to this world. Because people are, because of not receiving the true knowledge, they are misguided. I don't want to criticize, but this weekend I was at Sivananda Ashram in Bahamas. Bhadra, what were you doing in Bahamas? Question might be arising. Right in the minds. No, it wasn't vacation. Of course the beach was there. 80 degree temperature, nice warm water. No, I had to perform marriage ceremony of one of the Indian families. That's why I had to go specially. Anyhow, I was at Sivananda Ashram and all gurus to Radhanath Maharaj and all gurus to Gauravani and Vishambar going there doing kirtan. Really. They are so innocent, young, 250 youth. You know, learning yogas, hatha yoga, and they have, one thing about them, all these institutions, they have the good management. Viskan, Hare Krishna. Jimmy is sitting here, so I'm not gonna criticize. But they have a good management, I'm telling you. Everywhere. They have teacher training program and nicely done. Same as other groups. Good management. They are good at it. How to manage? Anyhow, I thought, let me, my purpose was to go, I tried to get into that, I will do some kirtan. Because my son had also sent them email and I'm coming there. But of course, they had already scheduled, so they said, you should have let us know in advance. They are good, they were good people. I mean, externally good. Nice people, you know. But no real knowledge. Not real knowledge. The person who was talking, very learned person, educated. He was talking about brahmachari life. That happened to be a topic about it. And he's talking about brahmachari life and main point was about the sex. No. And that's also okay because yes, the brahmachari ashram, all the ashram, basic dominant is the sex. That's what the world is running on. Anyhow. But I'm again Hare Krishna, I'm not there, they are also on the path of the devotional service ultimately, so I'm not here to criticize, but what I saw that what Srila Prabhupada has given to us, the message, pure message on this planet. So there, he's talking about the hatha yoga and you, the yoga and you, by the yoga, why? By the yoga you can, you train your energy within your body, and good diet and good food to eat and sleep and all this. He's talking about, he was talking about also about the ego. Ego is the main which is us, which is there. But he goes only up to Brahman. He doesn't talk about the true ego. He didn't even mention false ego. See? And the basic point of the Bhagavad Gita is you are not this body. He didn't mention about that. So, for Hare Krishna, it's like common. Prabhu, beside the false ego, there is true ego. So they go only up to Brahman. But there is Paramatma and there is Bhagavan and there is relationship. This is we can see here between sages and the Lord, Krishna, and Krishna and the sages, there is a reciprocation. But they don't go that far. They don't go. Of course, they love their devotees go there and chanting, because that is the juice, they don't get that juice of the chanting, kirtan. So when our devotees are going there, they love it. And they dance, because that is the original constitutional position of the soul, to be happy, to bliss. And they don't get this, unfortunately. Okay. Enough of that. Another point I came across is how beside, now this is by the yoga people. Now there are people, this is a nice article, about who are logical and some are psychological. Some have the logical, their logical faculty works. So when they certain thing they cannot see logically, the things doesn't make a sense logically, they think it doesn't exist. Right? And psychologically, they prioritize mind's feelings about the things. Right? I'm gonna read it. So they prioritize the mind's feelings about the things, means thus it may rationalize God as a comforting psychological truth whose objective reality or reality is irrelevant to them. But this is only, they both logical and this psychological, they are just on the material platform. Then they don't go above the material platform. So here it is given the example. But the Gita says, wisdom explained that our present material level of perception is like a dream. Right? You all say that. The logic obsessed are like those who have never seen the sun in their dream and claims it does not exist. And the psychology obsessed are like those who argue that people seeing the sun in their dream should be allowed to dream. Just keep dreaming. But neither considers the possibility that beyond the dream may be a waking, may be a waking world wherein the sun is an objective reality. So Gita expands our consciousness to consider the possibility of non-material reality, and the process of yoga, especially bhakti yoga, wakes up from the dream level of materiality by giving us spiritual experiences of Krishna. These experiences are so sweet and deep, they render material reality pale and stale in comparison. When we taste such sublime spiritual reality, we stop rejecting or reducing God, rejecting Him as illogical or reducing Him to a psychological truth. Instead, we use the logical and psychological as far as they can go in pursuing Him. That's what we do, isn't it? We use our mind and intelligence to pursuing the Lord. That is, we engage the intelligence and mind in our devotional service to Him. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. What is that 4.9? Janma karma chame divyam. Indicates that when we understand that Krishna's activities are transcendental, meaning in our context beyond the logical and the psychological, the resulting devotional purification raises our consciousness to the spiritual level where we unite with Him in eternal love. Any question? Yes, sir.
Yes, I can make this comment. I remember back in 1973, a devotee asked Prabhupada, how come like they have this big hope ship, you know, they got other organizations have organized things so much, you know, and we have so much trouble organizing. How come that they're doing it like that? And Prabhupada told him, he says, ask them if they're following the regulated principles. He says, and he gave an example, if someone is smoking, he says, maybe smoking one or two packs a day, it's not uncommon back then. And then he decides to quit. So you ask him, what did you do today? And he says, I didn't have one cigarette. What did you do today? I didn't have any. What did you do today? I stopped completely. So he said, so just giving up sinful activities is such a, and the root of sinful activities, takes a certain amount of energy for the devotees. So he gave that example. And then he also gave another example, that the Kalagraha, you know, that if one doesn't follow the regulated principles, then everything becomes a go-down. That was...
Okay.
It was just how you were mentioning how some people can organize things so nicely.
But we can at least learn from them.
Yeah.
Isn't it? We have a society, so we will have to organize.
Yes, but of course that was 73. So that was a while ago.
Yes. Any other question, comments?
It doesn't necessarily refrain to this verse, but I was reading in the Bhagavatam, the first canto, about Ushvatthama.
Ushvatthama.
And his Brahmastra, and he had done something, I don't know what it was, but Krishna and Arjuna were going after him, and he threw his Brahmastra at Arjuna and Krishna, and then Arjuna threw one back to counteract it. And then when they brought him to Draupadi, they were gonna kill him. And instead of killing him, they decided to just chop off his jeweled helmet to take away all his powers. It will defame him. But then later on, it says that he also came back and threw another Brahmastra to Maharaj Parikshit in the womb of his mother. And I was just wondering where he was able to get that power from, if he had already had been, you know what I'm saying? If he'd already been, because the helmet and his, you know, was his powers in his helmet.
Did he send Brahmastra two times?
Yeah.
Is it? I thought it was only one time.
He did it with Arjuna the first time, and they counteracted it. And then he was the same Ashvatthama who went to for Maharaj Parikshit in the womb the second time. I was just wondering how that was possible.
Okay. Anybody has anything to say about that? Shesha Prabhu ki jai.
I don't know that it describes in the Bhagavatam that his power was in his hair. I mean, there's a story that Śrīla Bhakti Thakura, that he defeated some yogi by cutting, or a yogi was defeated by cutting his hair because that's where he stored his power. But I don't think that it describes in the Bhagavatam, maybe I'm wrong, that Ashvatthama stored his power there. His hair was cut, the jewel was cut off his hair as a way of defaming him, not disempowering him. So it didn't, by cutting the jewel, it didn't take away his ability to throw a brahmastra. Like so, a lot of times in legend and things like that, we see like, you know, they cut the thing off the head and they become powerless. But I don't think it describes like that in the Bhagavatam that he became powerless, but rather he was defamed, and that was for a kshatriya who was honored. Dishonor is worse than death, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So he was dishonored in that way. And in that way, rather than killing his physical body, he was dishonored.
Right, because Draupadi stopped him not to kill him. So they said, it's, they said we have to dishonor him. To dishonor is cut the hair. Same thing they did to Jayadratha. Right? Cut his hairs, which was dishonoring for the king. Any questions? Anything else? Okay. Hare Krishna.